This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. After dealing with sewage spills last month in Fort Lauderdale and the environmental aftermath, residents have had enough. There's a floating protest, or a flotest, planned for next weekend. To get ready for that event, at least 30 people came to paint signs at Tarpon River Brewing Sunday. Lorraine O'Neill lives close to where the first sewage main broke last month, in the Rio Vista neighborhood.
It's been a serious problem.
She brought her 13-year-old daughter, Lily, to make signs at Tarpon River Brewing. They said, "Fish lives matter, and get your mind in the sewer."
I just wanted to teach her that we all need to gather together if we want to change our city's future.
Lisa Siegel is one of the co-owners of the brewing company. She says they held the sign-making event here because sewage spills are affecting the city's marine life.
This is our river. This is what we're leaving our children, and our kids can't go outside and fish off the dock right now.
City leaders have several public meetings planned for this week to address last month's sewage and infrastructure failures. I'm Katie Swatulski in Fort Lauderdale.